You're tuned in to the monthly departmental update podcast for Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. The goal for these episodes is to update our local listeners on upcoming events for each department here at Mount Carmel. Ahead, you'll hear our VBOC rep, Aaron Grozziak, interview two local business owners. They discuss struggles and benefits of being a woman-owned small business, as well as the certification process to become a certified woman-owned small business. We will also hear from John Dix, our Transition and Employment Director. John recaps March and outlines some upcoming events for our T&E section. Moving forward, we plan to incorporate all departments of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center to keep our local veteran community well informed of the resources they have. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm with the Colorado VBOC, the Veteran Business Outreach Center at Mount Carmel. And we are on the Veteran Voice podcast today, and we have our guest. What's your name, ma'am?
Heather Wheeler.
Excellent, Heather. And what is your company name, and where is it located?
So I own Heather Wheeler Homes. We are brokered by Stone Gable Realty, which is a boutique brokerage right downtown in Colorado Springs.
Beautiful. And what are your normal hours of operation?
So I typically am available any time of day. I have a lot of my clients are military or veterans, and they're in all different states, all different countries. So I'm working with a lot of different time zones. So I don't really have any set hours. I pretty much make myself available whenever they are available.
Excellent. Excellent. And how long have you been in business?
So I just got out of the military back in 2021, got my real estate license a year before that. So I've been in the business about since 2020.
Great. Well, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And was there anything that made you decide to go in business for yourself?
Yes. So just from being in the military, it really gave me the ability to adapt to change and structure and just be very organized and just finding ways to get things done. And I had gone through the home buying process when I was in the military. And, you know, there were some things I liked, some things I didn't. And I wanted to take that and be able to help those after me. So helping future clients, so to say. So that kind of really got my gears going on, you know, what am I going to do post-military? What would be a good fit for me? And so I decided to just get into real estate.
Excellent. And can you maybe talk briefly about one of the things that you didn't like about the process that made you want to be helpful?
Yeah. So I would say for me, it's just the transparency. Just from being in the military, I'm used to being direct and transparent, and that's how I like things to be done for me as well. And, you know, that was something I feel that was a little lacking when I was buying my first home here. And that was my first home ever. So I was a first-time home buyer. I was actually at NTC training in the process of buying a home. So like I went under contract right before I left and then came back and went straight to the closing table to sign for my house. So there was a lot of missing time there. So my agent did a really great job, but the biggest thing for me is just also taking care of the client post-closing. I have a really good client care program that I do with my clients, so they know I'm always still here. They can call me any time of day, especially when it comes to things that are maybe insurance related or something's wrong with the house, because my husband is also a Air Force veteran, and he owns his own remodeling business here in town. He's a Colorado native, and so we kind of tag team together, join forces, so to say, and really help out our clients to the best of our ability.
Excellent, excellent. And you mentioned in that conversation some of the differentiators that you have from your competition.
Yes.
What would be, if you had to pick maybe one differentiator from your competition?
So that would be a hard one, but I would absolutely say the fact that my husband is also somewhat related to the business as far as like, hey, I can sell you your dream home, or I can sell you a home. he can turn it into your dream home. So that's kind of how we partner together. We're both veterans. We've both been in your shoes. We've moved. We PCS. We've bought houses while in the military and even post-military now. And we have been through every different struggle you can imagine. So we hope to share our experience with, you know, our future clients. And that way we can help them kind of navigate and maybe avoid some of the things we went through ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes tons of sense. Being a woman-owned business, was there maybe one bigger that challenge that maybe stood out for you trying to get your business established or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I would say the trickiest thing for me is just building those relationships post-military. We are in a military town. So even though you're out of the service, it kind of trickles into the civilian sector as well, because everyone here is a veteran of some sort, it feels. And so to go from one male dominating business to another was a little tricky, because you got the good boys club where the lenders and the realtors all come together and you're like, well, hey, I'm over here. I can help. And so it took a minute, but I am a very strong, dominant female personality. And, you know, I still push my way through and I'm doing pretty great. So I'm really happy where I'm at.
Excellent. Excellent. And are you currently a certified as a woman-owned business?
I am not. I did not even know that was a thing, to be honest with you.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Well, that's one of the services that the Colorado VBOC, the Veteran Business Outreach Center, provides. And so we'd love to sit down with you and have a conversation just to see if there might be any opportunities that we may be able to provide for you being a at least a 51% woman-owned business.
Oh, absolutely. That would be great.
Excellent, excellent. All right. And maybe in your opinion, what is maybe the best aspect of being a fully owned, woman-owned business?
So I love the fact that I get the opportunity and I have the platform to empower other women. I'm also an ambassador here with Mount Carmel, as well as the VP for Young Professionals with the AUSA, which is the Association of the United States Army. So I get to use my platform to encourage other women, other female veterans, to also kind of get out of their comfort zone and, you know, go after what it is that they have a passion for. That's something, you know, I really care truly about. And there's a lot of female veterans that are real estate agents, but none of them will tell you that. None of them will disclose that. And I don't know if it's like a stigma or a fear or what, but I'm proud. I will shout it from Pike's Peak. Let's go. I'm super proud of being a woman, because we are not just a part of the 1% from the military, but we're even a smaller percentage of that. And I think that's a big deal and it's worth celebrating.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And maybe or maybe not, but are there any expectations that maybe a buyer can, some expectations they may have if they're going to work with you? Do you set any type of expectations?
Yes, absolutely. So how I operate is a lot of my clients I do get from Zillow or even personal referrals. I eventually want to get to a fully referral-based business one day. That would be amazing. But I still have, you know, some growing and things to do. So I would say my biggest thing for buyers is interview agents, but just know that you want to have, as a buyer's agent, you want to have the person who's going to have your back. Our job is solely to negotiate for you on your behalf, find you a really awesome home. And especially if you're doing it from out of state or out of country, you're going to want to make sure that you have the right person. I like to call it the boots on the ground for you, and is really looking at everything. When I do my video recordings for my out-of-state clients, I'm not just looking at the kitchen, the living room. I'm looking at the mechanical. How's the roof looking? Are there going to be any surprises that we can expect during the inspection that might cause us to fall out of contract? Like, I like to alleviate that right out the gate before we waste any time, because a lot of times these people come down on orders pretty quickly. And they're like, hey, I'm going to be there in 30 or 60 days and I need a place to live. And so we want to make sure that every single moment is, you know, worthwhile.
Excellent, excellent. And you mentioned out-of-state clients. Mm-hmm. Now, are they looking for homes within Colorado? So you work strictly within Colorado, but you are talking about clients out-of-state who may be moving to Colorado. Is that correct?
Yes. So my niche, so to say, a lot of my clients are military. They're either active duty or veterans coming back to live here because they were stationed here at one time. And so, you know, when they're calling into me, they're like, hey, you know what? I'm at Fort Campbell or I'm in Germany and I'm PCSing. I'm moving there and I need help finding a home because I'm not there myself to be able to look at these places and really get a good feel for it. So they're putting a lot of trust in a stranger that, you know, I'm finding the right house for them. But like I tell all my clients, I do a Zoom call with them as soon as I meet them. So that way I can kind of lay out everything very direct, very transparent, like I said. And that way they know each step of the way what to expect and there aren't any surprises.
Excellent, excellent. And you work obviously in Colorado Springs, but you mm-hmm. cover all of Colorado as well. Is that true?
Yes, I am licensed to sell all across the state.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. All right. And so if you want to just go ahead and tell us your name, your company name, and some good contact information, then unless you have something else that you would like to add, then I guess we can go ahead and finish
awesome.
It up that way.
So again, I am Heather Wheeler with Heather Wheeler Homes, brokered by Stone Gable Realty, just right in downtown Colorado Springs. If you know where the rabbit hole is, you'll be able to find us. And phone number is 719-244-7262. And you can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at The Heather Wheeler.
Very good. Yeah, and we have a little bit of time left. Do you have any funny or interesting stories from when you were in the military that you would like to share?
Sure. So I think it's funny now, but when I was at NTC for one of our training rotations, one of my soldiers we were doing a trash drop-off, and he came around to the back of the truck, undid the the tailgate, and realized that, hey, there's so much trash here. I can't crawl up that. So he ended up shutting the tailgate but not locking it. And so what does, you know, Sergeant Morgan do? She decides after we're done with all the trash to go off the back of the tailgate, which, mind you, was not locked, and fell out, which caused me to get a TBI, which is one of the reasons that brought me to Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center. They helped me with doing my disability claim and getting all that squared away for me prior to getting out of service. So that way, as soon as I got out, everything was squared away. I was already getting my first check outside of my ETS leave, and it's been smooth sailing ever since. So, yeah, I'd say funny now was not so funny then.
All right. Well, sorry you had to go through that. It sounds like, you know, being introduced to Mount Carmel was a positive anyway.
Yes, it really has set the stage for my life post-military, and anyone who is, you know, needing that extra help or even just guidance of what it is they want to do outside the military, definitely reach out to them. They can help you with, you know, employment and education and behavioral health, all of the things so you're not left high and dry once you get out of service.
Very nice. And that concludes our interview with Heather Wheeler of Heather Wheeler Homes, brokered by Stone Gable Realty. If you are a veteran or someone looking for a home in Colorado or the Colorado Springs area, do not hesitate to contact Heather Wheeler at Heather Wheeler Homes.
Medicare Mentors. When it's time to consider your Medicare options, it's time to talk with Medicare Mentors. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, is veteran-owned, a long-standing Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center partner, and the Veterans Voice podcast channel provider. More than that, they go above and beyond to make sure that when you need them, they are there lending a helping hand. Medicare Mentors, powered by Spark, always above and beyond. Visit MedicareMentorsLLC.com for more information.
All right, we're here with John Dix from the Transition and Employment Section of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center here in Colorado Springs. How's it going, John?
Good. Yeah. So today's my first day now as the official director, and it's an April Fool's joke.
That's right. You're big man in charge now. How's that going?
Well, you know, just a couple hours into it. So talk to me at 5 o'clock.
Yeah. Screwing day. Anything up yet? Firing people, hiring people?
Trying to hire somebody. So ironically, yeah. My backfill. So.
Oh, okay. What are you guys looking for as far as a position?
Somebody, you know, has made that successful transition back into the civilian workforce, you know, because the whole goal with this job is to help that service member, you know, make that transition right. back in. So yeah. having done it is going to be kind of right. critical. The rest of it, you know, myself and the rest of the team will kind of teach you
okay.
the ins and outs of the resumes and, you know, the interviewing process and okay. all that stuff.
So is there like a couple different positions within the T&E section or is right. it all just kind of like you guys are all
So we have three main programs. The first one is Veteran Integration Program. So that's okay. the one that I just most recently came out of. So that's the position we're trying to hire in. So okay. that's catching, you know, those currently serving guys, whether they're active duty, guard or reserve, about a year before they get out, up to okay. 2 years post.
Cool.
If they've been out for more than 2 years, it's just going to go into what's called Veteran Service to Career Program. Since the state funds that program, knock on wood, they'll pass it again for another yeah. few years. You know, they drew that line in the sand and said, hey, anybody out over 2 years goes into that program. That's the only difference between the programs.
Right.
Everything's going to be exactly the same. And we have the MIL spouse program. Right. And again, that's for those military spouses and those adult kids of veterans 18 to 26.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty neat. I have a bunch of buddies getting out and I always tell them to come by here. And everyone's always like, oh, yeah, I'll definitely do it. I'll definitely do it. But specifically, I have one neighbor. His wife just got out doing her VA claim, and he's about to get out, and they don't know what they're going to do. And I keep telling them, come over to Mount Carmel. But I don't know, maybe 15 times I'll tell them, and then they'll finally come.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, if you get lucky and you go over to the 10th group guys, you know, they're generally, you know, use the term Johnny on the spot.
Right.
And they'll do that. Some of the other guys, you know, you got to tell them 2, 3, 4 times. Mm-hmm. Before they finally come around to do it.
I know, it's so scary telling someone there's someone here to help you, and that's scary.
Well, you know, it's one of those things too. You don't know what you don't know until you actually have gone through the process. Everybody's like, oh, you know, I got a degree and I got a clearance. This is going to be easy.
Right.
And then surprise.
Yeah. When you got 400,000 people a year getting out saying the same thing, it's kind of hard. It's a little saturated.
Yeah.
But,
especially here in the Springs, I think the actual number is like 1 in 5 folks that live here in El Paso County have some sort of military relationship.
Yeah. I can see that.
So you start talking, that's 20% of the population.
Yeah, that's a significant amount.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, what did you guys have going on last month, and how about coming up here in April?
So last month was actually a really busy month for us. So we had the two resume classes, the Create Your Civilian Resume class and then the Design Your Federal class.
Okay.
That design class, if it hadn't been for that grass fire on Carson, we would actually probably set a record number of attendees. But I had a bunch of guys drop out last minute because they were obviously getting evacuated or doing a pre-evacuation from their homes.
I didn't even hear about that.
It literally blew up, in air quotes, overnight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It started at like 6 o'clock in the morning, burned everything between the hospital and gate one, I guess.
Holy cow. Yeah. Isn't that the golf course?
Yeah, you'd think they'd, you know, water
put the sprinklers
that
on.
Yeah.
Man,
so
that's a nice course. Hopefully, it's all right.
And then we had our link classes, which is that 2-day transition class where they're going to do those mock interviews with the local employers. Obviously, that was a real treat because we lost the second day in person due to the snowstorm.
Right.
So we'd do everything virtual on that one.
Okay.
You know, thank God for 4-wheel drive.
Yeah,
for real. So I was able to get in and
definitely
cover down on that.
Yeah.
So in April, we just got the civilian class. I am going to have an actual professional resume writer come in and teach it. When I get back from here, I got to go chat with her real quick. But that's it for April. In May, we'll hit it back up with both resume classes. LinkedIn 101 is going to be on May 2nd.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another iteration of that link class. So if you want to do those mock interviews with those local employers, that's going to be May 8th and 9th.
Okay.
It's 2 days long. It's in person. But you will have an opportunity to do those mock interviews and then get feedback.
Yeah.
Because in the real world, they're going to be, hey, Taylor, it was great to meet you, and we'll let you know.
Yeah. And then you never hear anything. Or you do.
Or you do. Hey, you know, thanks for your interest.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, my girlfriend's going through some interview processes right now, and it's a totally different world out there. We're used to, like, promotion boards and Soldier of the Month boards. It's a little different out here.
It is. Because there's certain things you don't want to bring up because you don't want to bring up, hey, you know, got a wife and her right. husband and 12 kids. Because mm-hmm. the second you bring that up, right. you just made it fair game to them. Yeah,
that makes sense. So if someone's coming to these resume classes, what kind of material do they need to bring?
So these classes are more at that, hey, these are things that you're going to need to put on your resume. We don't actually have time to write them in the class. This is kind of whets your appetite, kind of gets you pointed in a direction. And then the goal is you come back and sit down and do that one-on-one with the peer navigator.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, I mean, I guess once you're sitting down and doing it, things like an ERB or SRB awards, things like that. Because, yeah, we always talk
about your entering argument, yeah, generally.
Makes sense. Yeah, because we're always talking about what we would put on there when you're on the podcast here. But, yeah, that's a hard translation to go from ERB to civilian interview or resume.
Well, and just for all of the soldiers out there, so now that's become the STP, which is a soldier talent profile.
They're changing it every year.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
And then for my Air Force and Space Force compatriots, it's the SURF.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I've only been out for 5 months. I feel old.
Well, you know, it was one of those things, ironically, of all things, it was a 10th group guy. I was like, yeah, this is what they gave me.
Oh, yeah, probably. That makes sense.
So they had literally rebranded it.
Yeah. Oh, so, man. That's funny.
It doesn't look any different.
Right.
Other than I think the picture is color now.
Mm. Oh, they put the picture. They took the picture off for a while.
It's back.
What are they going to make up their
mind?
It's
like the Air Force.
Yeah.
You know, when I first came in, every time you got promoted, you had to go sit for an official photo. Yeah. Then they only did them if you were in a command position mm-hmm. or senior leadership, and then completely removed. And I think it's come back.
Yeah. I don't know if it makes sense because I like that there's a picture on there, but I think the whole reason they took it off was to eliminate any kind of bias towards any kind of thing you would see on the picture.
You know. You're sitting over here and, you know, the audience doesn't get to see my mug. But, you know, as my friends say, you've got a face for radio and a voice for books. So
that's funny.
You know, I'm just not the prettiest fella out there.
Sure. Hey, we're trying to incorporate cameras on the podcast. We'll
yeah,
see.
Let's not. Because I don't want to be responsible for cracking the lens.
Man, that's funny. Well, what else you guys got going on down there at T&E?
So we are going to have a hiring event that's going to be June 26th. Just got to get the last of the folks lined up that are going to be here for that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for the May podcast, you know, I'll give you the list of who's said they're coming.
Okay, cool. So
we'll pick those up.
And the gentleman we had on last month, how's he doing? What was his name?
So Rev's over at Fort Carson right now. He's briefed probably close to 65, 70 soldiers. Mm. And he's got to turn around and do it again tomorrow.
Wow.
Because the VA's changed the way they do the coursework. So if you're a retiree, on Monday they have a do not disturb class. And then on Tuesday they get what the – other soldiers are getting on Mondays.
Okay. So is that part of TAP or
yeah.
Okay, sweet.
So they've changed it even in the 5 months since you got out. They've changed for the retirees how they do it on Fort Carson.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's always changing. And I feel like mastering that, you know, TAP program when you get out of the military is gonna be ever evolving. But
yeah. So I guess one thing to mention too, just based on when this is probably gonna go out. So the Workforce Center is gonna have the MVEE. Mm-hmm. And that's the Military Veterans and Spouses Employment Expo. So it's going to run for 3 days. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be May 7th, 8th, and 9th. Mm-hmm. There's two goes a day. So there's a morning go. It'll go from 9 until 11. And the afternoon go is going to go from like 1 to 3.
Okay.
Each one of those blocks, and check their website because I haven't memorized it yet, will be a different broad group of industries. So there'll be one that's law enforcement focused, one that's defense contractor, federal government. Things like that. So check out their website, figure out when they're going to host the events that you as a transitioning service member or somebody who's already out or a spouse is going to be interested in.
Right. Okay. So, yeah. Well, sweet. Sounds like you guys got a lot going on this month, and last month was a success. So we'll have you on next month, and anything you got to put out then, we'll keep up with it. But
well, hopefully by then I'll be able to drag over the new kid.
Yeah, Rev again? Or
well, no, whoever the new kid is.
You'll have Rev in here teaching the new kid how to do a podcast.
yeah,
it's funny.
Potentially.
Yeah. Well, cool. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming on.
Yep.
If you want to tell any funny Air Force stories at the end here, if not, I can cut it out.
there's just no good ones that aren't classified.
I know. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
Well, appreciate it, John. Yep.
Colorado Computer Support. Imagine never having to worry about your information systems ever again. Colorado Computer Support, the exclusive Veterans Voice technology partner meeting all of our computing needs. Colorado Computer Support is veteran-owned. They're your team for innovative, collaborative IT services and solutions to enhance and support your Colorado business. When you need IT services to keep your business going, make sure the Colorado Computer Support team is on your team. Call 719-355-2440. To learn more, that's 719-355-2440.
The Veterans Voice is sponsored in part by Optum and is produced in the Optum Podcast Studio. Optum and Mountain View Medical Group offer 15 clinics throughout the Pikes Peak region. Their primary and specialty care doctors provide quality, patient-centered care backed by Optum's industry-leading health services and technology. They're dedicated to helping our community live healthier while keeping care affordable. Visit Optum.com/Colorado to learn more and schedule your appointment today.
My name is Aaron Groziak, and I am with the Veterans Voice with the Colorado VBOC, Veteran Business Outreach Center at Mount Carmel. And we have our guest here today. And what is your name, ma'am?
Hi, I'm Crystal McGinnis.
Hi, Crystal. Very nice to meet you.
You as well.
Yeah, thank you. And what is your company's name, Crystal?
So I own Diamond Hail and Dent. We are a paintless dent repair shop or hail repair shop.
Beautiful, beautiful. And Crystal, where are you located?
We're just off of Platt and Shelton, off of Shelton Loop North. We're at 3470 North Shelton Loop, and we're in Unit G.
All right. And how long have you guys been at that establishment?
So we opened our doors July 21st, 2021. We had some, I've been in the business for a long time and decided that we should start our own and had an opportunity to move into a location down there. And we've been able to grow and take over most of the building.
Excellent, excellent. Very good. And what are your hours of operation?
So we're open during the winter. Typically, it's 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. Summer is hail season, so we're open 8 to 6, Monday through Friday. And some Saturdays we'll be working, too. Just depends on how much hail comes.
Beautiful. That makes sense. Absolutely. And can you tell us what you do and a little bit about your business, please?
Sure. So primarily, we fix hail damage on vehicles. That's our big focus. We do paintless dent repair. Paintless dent repair means that we don't have to repaint panels or replace panels, which saves the insurance company money and saves the consumer time. We're typically about 2 weeks faster on full repairs than most body shops. We also take care of door dings, dents, things like that. People opening doors into each other or garage doors shutting on cars, we can handle the larger dents as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and can you tell us a little bit about what you do at your shop?
So we are a paintless dent repair shop. That means we repair vehicles without having to paint them or replace panels, like most body shops where you would go if you had a collision. We do mostly hail damage on vehicles. That's our bread and butter. And we can also fix door dings, dents, things like that, as long as there's not paint damage already to the vehicle. It saves time and money for both the consumer and insurance companies.
Excellent, excellent. And as far as insurance goes, do you guys take care of the insurance part of it, or how exactly does that work?
Absolutely. So a lot of customers and a lot of people come here to Colorado Springs, military, whatnot, and they don't understand how it works with hail. So that is probably my biggest thing, is that I'm very knowledgeable about how the insurance companies work. So I get phone calls all the time. I don't know what to do. So I walk them through making a claim. I'll even help file the claim for them once the claim is made. We'll write the estimate up, take care of all of that, send it directly to the insurance. Basically, once I can help you file that claim, I can handle everything for you, including rental car coverage, determining if the rental car needs to happen or not, setting it up for the customer, all of the above.
Wow, very nice. So it sounds like you can definitely make that an easy process as possible.
That is the goal. The less stress on the consumer, the better, I feel. They just feel better. They feel that they have your trust, or you have their trust, I should say, and they just know that you're there for them versus being there for the insurance company, which is hard sometimes.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know each circumstance is a case by case, but is there maybe a certain amount of time that it takes in order for a customer to get their vehicle back? I guess it would depend on the amount of damage, but if you had a normal circumstances.
So normal circumstances, we call those golden eggs when the vehicle is all able to be repaired via PDR. That means we're not having to replace a hood or a roof and paint panels. So on a normal circumstance like that, once we get the approval from the insurance company, it's about a week turnaround.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Very good. All right. And as a 100% woman-owned business, was there anything in particular that made you decide to go into business for yourself?
I've been in the industry, in the automotive industry, since I was 20, so 17 years now. Hale, I've dealt with for the last seven. The biggest thing that pushed me to start our own company was how customers were being treated. Putting an emphasis on letting the customer kind of know everything that's going on. Like, they're 100% involved in the process. Questions are answered. And really just having a brick and mortar shop in Colorado Springs, because you have a lot of these companies that come in from out of state and they'll stay for a couple months and fix cars and then they'll leave. I'm not saying they do a bad job. Some of them are awesome dent techs and they do a good job, but I'm saying they're not here for when something happens down the road. So for me, I wanted to be here 100% of the time. I wanted to have local guys. I want to keep my local guys that live here busy. So we're able to provide service year round, and we're able to guarantee everything we do. And say if a headliner starts to come loose 6 months after we were in there fixing it, then they can come find us and we're here all the time, no matter what, rather than having to worry because they have no idea what happened to the shop that fixed their car.
Great. No, that is very important to a consumer, and appreciate you sharing. You mentioned your staff. Currently, how large of a staff do you have right now?
So I always have four local techs. They are here year round. They live in Colorado Springs. Their families are in Colorado Springs. So my ultimate goal is to keep those four always busy. I also have those are my techs. And then I have an estimator. I have a guy that does shop help. He's local as well. And then I have my bookkeeper or accountant. She helps me with pretty much everything that I do. So 7 to 8, always. During hail season, we do bring in guys from out of state that we've worked with in the past, and they come and they stay for months on end and work. They're all guys that I've, like I said, worked with in the past, so I trust them, I know them, and when we're overly busy, they help us get out of those situations.
Excellent, excellent. So it sounds like you're fully staffed and have no problem with meeting that normally a week worth of time frame as far as getting a customer's vehicle back to them.
True. Yes. Very
excellent.
True.
Excellent. Was there maybe a challenge that you had being kind of in this industry and being a fully owned woman's business?
Absolutely. I'd say the challenges started probably long before I opened the business. Just kind of proving that I was knowledgeable of what I was doing, that I had the integrity over a man per se, because this is a man's owned world. I'm a female in a man's world, which obviously creates its own challenges, but showing and proving that we can do just as much as anybody out there is the biggest part. Trust is the challenge for sure, because a lot of men will come in and see a girl running something and think that she doesn't know what she's doing. And those are my favorite situations, though. Like, I love those, because if you give me 10 minutes to sit down and discuss what your needs are with you, I will win you over for sure.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Crystal, and are you a certified, have you gone through the certification process to be a woman-owned business?
I didn't realize there was a certification process to be a woman-owned business. So no, I have not.
All right. Very good. There is a certification process. You would need to be a 51% woman-owned business, but there definitely could be some opportunities. And so we would love to sit down with you sometime and have that conversation to see what type of opportunities we might be able to uncover for you.
I think that would be amazing. Any opportunities that come along, I am more than willing to jump at.
Excellent. We appreciate that. A couple final questions. What expectations do you set, if any, when a customer comes in for a vehicle repair?
So this is a big question, only because expectations are extremely high. There's so much that goes into the repair process. There's so much that goes into the claims process, all of the above. So what I like to say is my customers can expect that they have me 100%. They're going to be treated like family. Their cars are going to be treated as if they are my personal vehicles. Realistically, it's just letting them know that if they have any questions, they can be answered. If they forget something in their car, they don't need to call ahead. They can come right in, like, their car's here. Come do what you need to do. And really just the guarantee of everything. When we're pulling cars apart and putting them back together, little things happen. Clips break. Stuff like that happens. And nobody's perfect, but my expectations are that everything is 100% guaranteed and my customer is 100% happy. That kind of leads back into having the year-round brick and mortar so that we're just always here.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Very nice. And are you currently or do you plan to run any specials or discounts?
So we always offer deductible assistance. It's kind of standard in the industry. And there's ways to get around helping people with their deductible because that's kind of a big thing. Their car gets hit and they have to come up with a lump sum of money and then they don't want to necessarily fix right away. So we offer help with that or even like helping to make payment plans for a deductible that's a really large deductible. And I also offer free loaner vehicles to those that don't have rental coverage.
Great. All right. Well, that will conclude our interview today. If you can let us know your name, your company name, and hours of operation and some good contact information for you then, how will they get a hold of you?
Sure, sure. So I'm Crystal McGinnis, and we own Diamond Hail and Dent. We're located at 3470 North Shelton Loop, Unit G. And you can find us on the web or on the Google at diamondhailanddent.com. Our website's pretty awesome. It's interactive. You can go in and check out before and afters and kind of see who we are before you come in and get to know us a little better. And we are open right now, currently Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 until summertime hits, and then we'll be open 8 to 6. And you can also email us at diamondhailco@gmail.com if you have questions. And the phone number to get a hold of us is 719-424-7091.
Beautiful. Crystal, we sure appreciate your time today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.